Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You got anything you used to wear in the summertime?
Just these old shorts.
Sweet Jesus.
Looking for that clip the whole time we're talking about Hooters. And I. If you have the home game, that's labeled Herbert the Pervert, shorts dash Sweet Jesus if you got the home game. And I couldn't remember what it was. I was typing in shorts. I was typing in Chris. And I forgot Herbert the Pervert. That's the bit I wanted to play while we were talking about Hooters shorts. Sweet Jesus. Later this week. Who we got, Puss? Anybody else?
No.
Far? Okay. We're here all this week, damn it.
You're looking at it.
Yeah.
As of right now.
All right.
Was on this date in 1956, Elvis Presley got into an altercation with a Memphis gas station manager. Ed Hopper allegedly slapped the 21-year-old Elvis's hand and told him to move on from the station after Presley started drawing a crowd of autograph seekers.
That guy told that story the rest of his life.
The king punched him in the face.
Maybe he didn't tell that story.
Yeah, Elvis punched a bitch.
Yeah.
Now he's still
the bitch
Elvis.
Being the guy.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Ed Hopper.
Is Ed still with us?
Oh, I doubt
Sincerely doubt that.
Yeah, he had to be an old gas station guy.
Yeah. How old was Elvis when he went into the military?
18, he was, 19?
No, he was
like everybody else?
Yeah, maybe 20 or something like that. That's a great question. Looked it up, Puss. He was already a big star, obviously.
Yeah, because was he like a teenager when he became famous?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah, he was completely, I mean, the whole him going into the service was like the biggest story in the world. We weren't around, but it's called history. Just read it.
What were you looking for?
When did Elvis get drafted?
At what age?
It was really just the end of career before. So nothing really is happening. That's why he was
21.
21? Okay. Right.
That's nuts. Because all those guys, everybody used to just go serve.
Right.
Like Major League Baseball players.
Right, right,
like,
yeah.
Well, hey, they, a lot of you're the home run king.
Yeah, yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, they all went. World War II, they all went, right? Somebody said that yesterday. I saw this is all history. It doesn't make you old, but it's way before our time also. But it just showed Jagger and Richards standing on stage singing. And and so Ron Wood, too. Said, remember, these guys were born in the 40s when Nazis were fighting the Brits. And they're rocking you right now. That gives a perspective, you know? They're on stage kicking ass.
And they have for decades.
Right, decades, right. And Vince fell down. And Vince Vince is about 60. So Jagger's got about 18 years on Vince Neil. Come on, Vince.
Yeah, Jagger just slowly shakes his head when he finds out Vince Neil fell off stage and broke ribs.
Rock stars have fallen off stage from day one.
Yeah.
Thin or fat.
It happens.
It's dangerous, right?
It happens.
Yeah. I don't recall a Mick Jagger incident, though. I know Steven Tyler's.
He's falling off
a couple
times. It's real simple, though.
Well, Dave Grohl.
The edge
Dave
is
Grohl
right there.
A couple years
Grohl
ago.
Grohl did, too.
Broke his foot.
Sang from a wheelchair for a while, didn't he?
Yeah. They had a big throne up on the stage.
Yeah.
And some of those stages, we've been on a bunch of those kind of stages in the past to announce people, and they're high.
A lot
are really high.
That one that Grohl fell off
so
of.
So are you sometimes.
Shinedown's coming up next.
That's right.
But no, that one that he fell off was some big festival. That was like
15, right. 20 feet up off the ground. He fell a long ways.
Yeah. Is Dave Grohl doing speaking engagements now?
He needs to take a rest.
He's got his book out. It's a little book tour.
And the book debuted at number one.
Yeah. I have it. I haven't gotten started reading it yet.
You ain't a fan.
You're really not.
No, just books are hard to read. I mean, and you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Once you start getting into them, a lot of times you're getting into those kind of books too, and you get the gist of it. Oh, I get it. Okay, I get it.
It took me 9 months to read Springsteen's book. I'm not joking.
They're hard to read.
So, did you see? This is an old thing. It's an old thing, but it's a new one.
That's every day.
It's three pages a day.
Every day in the library for 2 hours. Took him 9 months to read it.
Yeah.
No, that's I know what you're doing, Puss. I've opened up a couple books, and I've had it. I used to fly with.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. I'll get in the mood on a plane. I'll rip through some chapters. And put a marker in that. I'll read it at home. And I look, the marker's still in there. And I grab it on my next flight, read a couple more chapters, and then I forget about it.
Yeah. Same with me. Yeah. I've started any number of books in the past year.
Mm-hmm. But see, like, book reading to me is like the last resort.
Yes.
It's like when I have nothing else that I can occupy.
Where's the documentary
my time
at?
Like I used to,
and I'll tell you what about a lot of biographies, and especially with rock stars, things like that. If I already know a lot about the person because I'm a big fan, reading the book just rehashes everything I already knew anyway. Yeah. So I'd rather read something about somebody I don't know anything about.
I used to read with Springsteen's specifically. Right. I was reading
the one
he wrote. Yeah, when I was waiting.
Because I read a couple of Springsteen books, he didn't write them.
My daughter was younger; she did like swim team stuff, and I would sit there. Mm-hmm. I'd have to sit there for like 45, 50 minutes waiting for her.
Don't stare at the mom's ass.
I'd read the book.
That was what you were saying.
Right. Well, now you can read your phone.
Yeah.
Well,
I know, you're right.
I would do that too.
But then skin would come up on it. Right?
But then I'd kind of like, okay, this is when I'm going to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that anymore.
Nick's going to swim team practice now to try to find a friend to hang out with when he's 110.
The kids with the floaties on their arms.
Creepy.
What were you saying, Craig? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
So, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney.
Okay, yeah, this is funny.
Paul McCartney said last week.
Stones are old blues band.
That somebody asked again.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him again, who's the better band, the Beatles or the Stones? Right. And McCartney said that the Stones were a blues cover band, back in the day. Right. Now then, over the weekend, McCartney was at the Stones show.
And by the way, back in the day, they were, until they started writing their own original music in the late, early, mid-60s. But these guys have known each other forever, and I've read that these guys do this stuff and they don't care. It'd be like it's like when you and I yell at each other.
It means nothing.
Or all of us yell at each other.
Yes, right.
And the commercial break hits, it doesn't matter. And every time they try to make this story between these guys, Jagger, Richards, all these guys, they've been around forever. They're laughing at the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
They're the most famous people on earth. Jagger and Paul McCartney. They could be.
I'm talking about
the worldwide.
Yeah, McCartney was at the Stones show last Thursday. And
he went. He went to the show. Okay.
Yeah. Jagger noted during the show at SoFi Stadium in L.A., Jagger noted that McCartney was one of the many celebrities who were in attendance at the show, and then Jagger said, McCartney's going to join us in a blues cover later on.
That's funny.
Nice.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
What a great line.
Did he?
No. Did he join them?
No word on that. No, apparently not.
I think a lot of these guys go to shows like that, and they don't want to go on stage.
No, they don't.
Was it Mick that pointed out that we've been around 50 years longer than the Beatles? I say they win by that.
Well, yeah, they've just been a better live band for a long time.
Just longevity.
You can like them both, and I do. That's the funny part about that.
No, you got to pick one.
No, you don't.
I wonder if it's bittersweet for McCartney to see the Stones like that, because the Beatles could have been, if they hated each other, though, and they'd already
stopped
playing live.
They broke up in 70.
Pretty sure he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cringed yesterday. We were driving around, and Blackbird came on the radio, and my daughter was like, can we change this? I was like, what?
No.
No. Like, this is one of the greatest songs ever, right? Like, it pains me.
You better start turning on that kid with the floaties on to that song so you can talk Beatles when you're older. It pains. What's that face, Craig?
Okay, so Vince Neil fell off the stage.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
Broke some ribs.
Got hurt, broke some ribs.
Right.
So you're going to the show to see Vince Neil.
Right.
Right? So He falls off the stage, and the band kept playing. The guitarist took over the lead vocal duties.
Yeah, you said duties. Yeah. I don't want to hear
what
that.
The hell?
I don't. Maybe that's that song. Then after that, you're done. You finish the song.
Maybe
not. Yeah. You know?
No. But apparently, he wasn't drinking.
No.
Because he doesn't anymore. He's dealing with his addiction, and he wasn't drunk.
Okay.
So that's good.
Well, you got to hit the time.
Right.
Well, there was a study done by the researchers at the University of Virginia, published by the National Academy of Sciences.
Morons, a lot of them.
Exactly.
Universities, science.
You will be stunned to know.
Yep.
Brace yourself. Places with more Confederate monuments
are dumber.
Tend to also have a history of more lynchings.
Weird.
What? That was a study?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the South.
What are they going to release next? Like, shorts are more comfortable in the summer.
Sweet Jesus.
The research also cited a study that analyzed 30 dedication speeches for Confederate monuments back in the day.
Can't get rid of history from 1958 when they put this up to warn the black man. Right.
And so when they were putting up these Confederate monuments back in the day, they found that half of these 30 dedication speeches used explicitly racist phrases. Some even mentioned protecting the Anglo-Saxon race.
Yeah. You can say it out loud now.
As they were putting up. As they were putting up the Confederate monuments.
They're going to teach the other side of the Holocaust in Texas. Actually, they apologize for that.
Really? UVA professor and researcher Sophie Traywalter said, "The association is clearly there. At a minimum, the data suggests that localities with attitudes and intentions that led to lynchings also had attitudes and intentions associated with the construction of Confederate memorials."
Yeah. And duh.
Don't erase history.
And duh.
Exactly. You're right. Sometimes it does have to be brought into focus like that.
You jumped the gun, Nick. That short story is breaking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Shorts are more comfortable in the summer.
Mm.
You're finishing up that thesis today.
Breaking news. Right?
But we're going to have to find the opposing point of view.
Yeah.
Right. What about pants?
It's history. No, the Confederate flag was around for 4 years.
They're the sorest losers.
And they lost. They are of all time.
Yeah.
All of our football teams lose. We get over it.
This is hundreds of years later.
Hundreds.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get over that one.
No, never.
No. As long as they keep teaching their dumbass kids that way.
They were fighting for something awful.
Right. Slavery.
Right.
Yes.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
And most of us have quarterbacks that have been there, you know, three times as long as that even existed.
Exactly. Right.
Did you see that somebody on Wikipedia changed the owner of the Chicago Bears to Aaron Rodgers?
Really?
Yeah. Until they changed it back briefly, the owner on Wikipedia was listed as Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's what Aaron Rodgers says.
You know what? That may be one of my top five moments of his career from yesterday. I loved that.
What time? What part?
Well,
I saw him do that stupid check thing when he scored.
Yeah, okay.
God, the Steeler off. I'm going to hate him as a Steeler, but I'll love when he throws me touchdowns.
So right after that, the Bears had just scored to make it 17-14. Right. It's middle of fourth quarter. The Packers go down. Rodgers runs in the score to make it a 10-point game again. Right. He does his little discount double check. He stands up.
By the way, he's not around anymore. So
he stands up and looks up at the crowd. And later on, you find out the first thing that he said he saw was a woman in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
Double birds.
Oh, really?
And the cameras are right there, mm-hmm. so they catch everything. And he looks back up and goes, "I own you."
Oh, really?
I've always owned you.
Okay.
I still own you.
Yeah, he's a sore winner too. Then
that's all right.
But it's also the truth.
Yeah.
He's 22-5 against them.
You think you want to keep that quarterback? He's great.
You would think
I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about the
administration
and the shit. Yeah.
You would think that
they're so dumb. And he's gone.
It just kills
me. He wants to pull a Brady. No matter where he goes, he wants to prove, hey, I'm Brady. I can do this someplace else. And he can because he is that good.
And he will.
He is that good.
He probably
good.
Will.
Yes, he will. Hopefully the Steelers
would he stay if they got rid of the coach?
No. They
I got nothing not the coach. On
I don't GM. Think about it. It's everybody. The GM. It's the GM. He doesn't like the coach.
And they don't want to get rid of the GM either.
No, they're not.
The Steelers are treating your franchise quarterback the way you should, even though he's – He's on
he played,
his.
He played really well last night.
Yeah,
he's going to finish this season
but that
out
guy,
either
yeah.
way. He's
you done, let him end his career.
He's retiring, and he played really well. That's what makes no. It makes no. I know these guys know that. You do whatever you do to keep Rodgers happy till he retires a Packer. So stupid.
Yeah.
It's like stupid Patriot fan. Who would you rather have, Belichick or Brady? And don't say Belichick because he ain't winning any games for you. Brady is.
Brady. Yeah. Yeah. I saw a headline. I didn't see the article, but I guess Brady wanted to go to the 49ers. He's just like, get me there. And they said,
Niners didn't want
him. We've got Garoppolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's where Rodgers wanted to go, too.
Yeah. Well, he wants to go to Pittsburgh.
He thought that was where he was going for a hot minute this spring, I guess.
They're not going to trade him the NFC.
No. No.
I will break my rule that I never wear a jersey of a guy younger than me. If he's a Steeler, I'll wear it here every day.
It's funny. Todd did that with Favre, too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only instance.
Right. Todd did it with Favre. Yeah. He bought a Viking jersey, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love how the Packers just kick out all these first ballot Hall of Famers. They're like, we're done. Well, Favre had waffled for years, so I get that. I mean, he did retire.
Yeah.
Rodgers has always said, I want to keep playing.
And he's going to.
Somewhere else. Here we go.
Yeah. Steelers. Here we go.
Yeah. Next year, Steelers.
If it happens.
World champions.
If it happens.
God.
You so seem even dumber as time goes
Rodgers,
on.
It would be the ultimate FU to you and Post for me, I know.
It really would.
And I probably won't even bring it up.
No, that doesn't sound like you.
I might not even talk about
Just
it.
Just let that one go.
Todd even said he would hate Rodgers less in a Steeler outfit. And He's got nothing. That's just against you guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's no hope for him.
Packers in general.
Right, exactly.
And Packer fans, specifically.
What's a good Packer, Todd?
A dead Packer.
There you go. There you go.
The day that news breaks, if that happens, the day that news breaks,
I won't text you at all.
I'm going to see it on TV, and I'm going to shut off my phone immediately.
Hopefully
pick up a book ever.
Hopefully we're all just sitting here. Hopefully, there's a good chance we're all just sitting here.
That would be terrible.
And I point to the TV if it's up by then, and I go, hey, Craig.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be up.
I don't think it'll be up by then.
Whatever.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you may remember last week, Jonah Hill
put out on Instagram.
Yeah, he asked fans not to say anything more about his body, good or bad.
Right. When I'm not in shape. Right.
Yeah, he says it's not helpful and doesn't feel good. And so people are, yay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Except for Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone.
Why Sharon Stone?
Came out and said, you look good.
And she's allowed to speak up?
Everybody except for Sharon Stone can say I look good. Yeah, she can say
I look
good.
And so everybody jumps on Sharon Stone and says, hey, he just said don't do that.
Oh, she didn't kill
anybody.
And
there's no real response on this stuff. But at the same time, I figure if nothing else, she's making a statement about all the crap she's had to deal with these many years.
Yeah, she did.
It doesn't matter what you say. She's going to get trolled.
Yeah, she does.
Someone is going to say something horrible about her, right, the way she looks.
Right, and she looks pretty
damn good.
This,
that, or the other thing. And, you know, I don't know why she did it, but it, you know, to me, it's like, well, you know, she's starting a different conversation.
Yeah, and if you're Jonah Hill, if you're going to release that statement saying, don't say anything about my body, if you knew Sharon Stone was going to say you look good, you'd probably be like, unless you're Sharon Stone.
Unless you're Sharon Stone,
and you think I look good.
Yeah.
Then please let me know.
People can comment on my body.
Right. It's her.
Sharon Stone and several others.
Yeah, she's still
and
hot.
And you would think that a guy like that, with the friends that he may have, if he says, don't do something, his friends,
oh, Seth Rogen, all those guys,
are going to do something.
All all those guys are buddies from the movie This Is the End, that movie where they're on the death, they're in the house and the world is ending.
Because you know how your buddies are.
Yeah, we look at us.
we're if
horrible.
You ask them not to do something,
we're horrible
you
to
don't
each
even
other.
Bother to ask them not to do something.
Okay.
Because that will just get it done.
Like, I won't text you if Rodgers becomes a Steeler that day.
They say, liar.
Because you asked me not to.
Right.
I'm lying.
You're a lying ass.
Respect your friend's feelings.
That is the name of the show. Respect your friend's feelings.
Yeah, I'm sure Danny McBride is just holding back.
Exactly.
Some of the players that had Ruthie Thompson in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, C-ring strangulation.
Oh, you're wearing it wrong.
Disney legend.
Disney legend. Official Disney legend.
All right.
Ruthie Thompson. Death Watch gets a hit, as does Diesel Dog 97. Dolly Parton's insured boob.
Yeah, it's just a one, apparently.
Just one.
God, Fox really dropped the Dolly Parton joke on the game day.
What?
He had, I love Foxworthy. He's a good dude. He's always been nice to us. But
yes, he has.
Every pick, he made a reference, some redneck reference, about why he liked to pick. That's going to be closer than, this game's going to be tighter than Aunt Martha's stretch pants after Thanksgiving.
And by you were going to say butthole.
And that was like five or six jokes into it, where everybody was going, okay, we get it. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Thank God, no.
He's a big Georgia fan. No, game day. Fox was on game day. Yeah,
he
was on game
day.
In Athens?
He was a picker. Yeah, it was in Georgia. Yeah. He's a huge Georgia fan.
Dot Sandusky's Moist Basement, Dr. Right. Death DDS, glad that they're still playing, and El Joey 15, maybe? Not sure on that. And Famous Anus.
Famous Anus.
Yeah, it gets a hit.
Love those cookies, man.
Ruthie Thompson.
Yeah.
I did see your
boy. It kind of tastes like gas.
I did see your boy, Tyler Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, did he get all hey, you look really hot. I want to kiss you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Was that a big deal?
Nah, he was, that was Thursday night. He was commenting on Aaron Andrews' outfit.
Right? What'd he say?
He just said she looked really nice, and he kind of came across a little creepy.
Well, he's old. Yeah,
you know.
You can't say that.
No, you can't, but I saw it, but it never got legs, right?
Not too much.
I've heard no blowback.
He didn't say, hey, were you farting when you're ironing, when you're naked? I watched that video. That would be wrong.
Because they set Kornheiser down a couple of days after he made a comment about Hannah Storm's wardrobe?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can't do it nowadays, right?
No,
right.
But yesterday in the
probably
halftime
if you work
thing,
with him.
Bradshaw,
we can do it.
Bradshaw just flamed out in the middle of doing highlights at halftime.
Just tired.
His brain just shut off.
That's tough rap.
And Menifee had to kind of come in and
when he went,
because he was doing highlights of the Chiefs Washington game, and he's like, and the Chiefs and the, and there was just this long uncomfortable silence, and Menifee
did he almost said Redskin and just had a brain fart?
I don't know.
Right.
But he couldn't come up with any word to say.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Every day here. What's the name of that show?
I think his is written
machine.
Down.
Yeah, but they
Toast
gotta,
Machine's a perfect example.
He's got to get that done in like 3 minutes.
And that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, rattle off those highlights.
All right.
He's got to keep up with the video.
Sorry, I was thinking Aaron Andrews' ass, he said.
Yeah.
But he should have said. All right. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.